Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. To understand globalization is to understand the vast system of transportation links across oceans, along coasts, and by inland rivers and canals that allows for raw materials to become production goods to be then distributed worldwide. Once in a Walmart store, I conducted an impromptu survey asking shoppers if they knew where the merchandise on the shelves came from and how it got there. Many understood the source as China or similar places around the globe, but most thought of the airplane as the primary means of transport, not tankers, car transporters, container ships, or barges. There are many amazing ports around the world where all these modes of marine transport come together. Shanghai, Bremerhaven, and New York are the most familiar. The port of Savannah, Georgia, the fourth largest port in the United States, provides perhaps an unexpected example. First, it is not located on the coast, but rather 20 miles inland on the Savannah River, away from the genteel charm of an old southern city, but out of sight where the land is protected, flat, and cheap, and where ships arriving from everywhere can offload cargo for further distribution via rail, highway, and river systems that reach even further west, south, and north into the agricultural and industrial heartland of America. Traffic goes both ways. Ironically, a raw commodity leaving only to return transformed by manufacture abroad into a luxury item or a plastic necessity. Savannah offers incredible diversified options, almost 1,500 acres of outdoor and indoor storage, and facilities that can transfer and accommodate containers, liquid and general cargo, automobiles and heavy equipment, forest and solid wood products, steel, and other heavy lift items and commodities, loading them onto freight cars and trucks with immediate and easy access to multiple rail lines and interstate highways. Think about the Port of New York, for example, where 18-wheelers must negotiate an intensely congested, complicated urban street system before they can find an open road. Thus, it is not surprising to find that Savannah supports 2 million square feet of distribution centers for Target, Home Depot, IKEA, and yes, Walmart, along with 12 foreign car manufacturers, and with another 20 million square feet planned for the future. The Port of Savannah can also link through barge traffic on the Apalachicola-Chattahoochee-Flint waterway, a river, canal, lock system that connects to the Gulf of Mexico, and serves simultaneously to generate hydroelectric power and to offer recreational opportunities. The entire system, of course, is constructed and supervised by the U.S. Corps of Engineers that dredges the channels, maintains the seawalls, builds the locks, and otherwise sustains the system for multiple uses at taxpayer expense. Presently, the port and Corps are collaborating on a major proposal to deepen the primary river channel in from the Atlantic from 42 to 48 feet to accommodate the larger ships being built to maximize cargo capacity enabled by the wider, deeper Panama Canal, now under construction and scheduled to open in 2014. That the project may extend saltwater intrusion up the river into the Savannah National Wildlife Refuge, as well as expand the dead zone of oxygen-deprived ocean water at the coast, are factors to be included in the Corps' feasibility study to be released in 2011. But given the engineering bias of that group and the huge contribution of the port to employment, investment, and tax revenue for the state, the conflict of natural and financial interests may yet again be resolved in favor of global trade and imports for the patrons of the American big box store. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.